It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett wishing you the best in the holiday season and the coming new year.
And Tony Bennett!
What would Smokey Robinson say?
Hold on a second. I know I hear somewhere. I got it.
Merry Christmas, groovy listeners. This is Smokey Robinson. Have a super happy Christmas and a most successful coming year.
Yeah. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
That Michael Jackson tape was just recorded this week.
We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Time to dive into the touchstones right yes. now and give a person a chance to win a fruitcake. You got your little phrase of pays over there, Rob?
Right in front of me.
All right, let's go to the lines right now. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is David.
David, where are you calling from?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Guess what, David? You're caller 100, and if you have the phrase that pays, you, sir, will take home a delicious Spiewak family fruitcake.
I would like nothing more than such a delicious, wonderful confection invention.
Then I ask you now, sir.
What?
Well, he's you know what he's doing? He's trying to be like you. He's trying to be an old queen like
all?
You. He's trying to be an Alton Brown like you,
wow.
plum pudding. All right, sir.
All right, take it easy, pal.
What just I'd like to do is...
Ease off on the accelerator.
Have you...
Pump the brakes, Mike.
Guess the phrase that pays, please.
Pump the phrase that pays is, I love Robert Spiewak because I'm gay also.
Oh,
you know, a lovely
see,
sentiment. But
that's nice, but you don't have the real phrase that pays.
No.
Smart ass. Let's go to the next caller. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Frank in Spokane.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Frank, do you have the phrase that pays for Rob's fruitcake?
Well, I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go now.
Preheat ovens to 275 degrees with a pan of water on the lower rack.
Exactly right.
Congratulations,
Yay.
Sir. Good night, nurse. It's your lucky day. All right, shut up for a second. It's your lucky day as you have secured an increasing... As you have secured, and if that's the part that made me laugh, as you have secured an increasingly rare homemade fruitcake from the Spiewak Kitchens. It's delicious, and it's gay. Merry Christmas from us to ye. Congratulations. Buzz the disclaimer, please.
Signed waiver before eating. The Mike O'Mara Show, including Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger, cannot be held responsible or liable for illness or injury resulting from fruitcake ingestion, not to be used as a doorstop.
God damn it. Hey, Chatty Cathy, what are you doing there?
He's sharing.
Hi there.
Yeah, did you turn the radio up to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the air, moron. You won the fruitcake. What's your name?
My name is Frank Winterstein.
All right, Frank, thank you very much. You're on hold.
Frank Winterstein. Merry Christmas, Mr. Winterstein.
Send that cake out to him.
It was fun.
Send him the fabulous Spiewak pea cake.
You know what I found out this week that was great?
What?
Is that the first fruitcake that was mailed out went out in an envelope.
There you go. Oh, delicious.
What could possibly go wrong?
Perishable.
We've made arrangements that they're no longer going out in envelopes.
What is the shelf life for a fruitcake, seriously?
You know, if it is kept refrigerated, it can be months.
Really?
If you read, you know what? No, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Let's get to
not
the...
Not going to give you ammunition by quoting Joy of Cooking.
Last segment of news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank with our last news.
Thanks, Mike. Yesterday, we mentioned in passing that Yahoo's laying off 1,000 workers. Well, today we know more.
We know
it's a little worse than expected.
Oh, God.
The layoffs now total 1,500, with Yahoo offices being shut down in San Francisco, Dusseldorf, Hamburg, Stockholm, Amsterdam, Oslo, and Copenhagen.
I was searching the internet.
We are so disappointed they shut down the office in Dusseldorf.
On the bright side, now we have a lot of free time for Sinterklaas to come visit us.
Sudel!
Yahoo's thinking about selling off its search division, which is saying something since Yahoo was one of the first search engines on the internet. Yahoo's hoping to sell its search engine to Microsoft for $15 billion. Earlier this year, Yahoo rejected Microsoft's bid to take over the whole company for nearly $48 million. And on the economic fringe of things, a 7% cutback at National Public Radio. And in the equally ignored Arena Football League, players have volunteered to take pay cuts to keep that sport on life support. The owners say they may have to scrap the season anyway.
John Bon Jovi, right? Still on a team?
Does anybody, I mean, I've seen, obviously they televise some of the playoffs and so the championship game, but does anybody go to Arena Football?
I think in smaller markets.
I think really small markets.
About the same number of people who listen to National Public Radio.
Yeah.
I think like people that when they want to go shopping, like drive into like, Salisbury.
You know,
is that really where they have them?
Yeah, like small places like that.
I've never heard of it, and I really never heard of it being incredibly popular.
You don't hear about it.
Where's Bon Jovi's team? It's Jersey, right?
I think he's got a Jersey team.
Yeah, they're the best.
You got a Jersey.
They're the best. Because what happens is after you lose, they take you into the forest and you have to shoot yourself.
It's wonderful stuff. If only there was some guy who was on his way to lead us out of this mess. Oh, wait, President Obama is just 39 days away now.
Yeah, I hope.
And that's not just media worship. It's coming out of the mouths of McCain voters. Kathleen Broussard of Dallas voted McCain, but says she felt pretty happy about the election the very next day. Quoting her, "I respect him, and we're all praying for the best. We definitely need a change, and he's definitely that change." Quoting her again, "So far, so good."
Yeah, but will the change result in a turnaround for the economy in a faster time period than everybody's predicting? I hope so. Nothing would make me happier, but the realistic side of me says, you know, the great minds, you can put them on this, but this is so screwed up that it's going to take a lot longer to get rid of it.
No one will tell you that it's not going to be a long road, but as long as we've turned the car around, if we're headed in the right direction, I think we can all be patient.
Well, we didn't talk about it enough this week, but the bailout, too, I mean, I hope it works. $15 billion? I mean, is that really going to solve anything? I don't think it is. We'll I really out. Don't think it is. And we'll see if it passes the Senate. Any word on that as to whether this thing is moved through the Senate
at all? The Senate is expected to vote on it tonight. There are still hurdles. It's still going to be close. But President Bush has been on the phone all day today and meeting with reluctant Republican lawmakers to try to get them to change their minds and vote yes on what the House passed last night.
Most of the time he's been on the phone, he's just been trying to figure out his voicemail. It's tough because he forgets the code.
Is this prank caller?
He's calling himself.
How are ye? The latest Wall Street Journal, New York Times poll shows that 73% of adults approve of the way Obama's preparing to be president. And folks, that's the most unified we've been in a very long time. Picking a bipartisan cabinet has a lot to do with that. And without overstepping his bounds, Obama's made it clear he will hit the ground running on January 20th.
That he has. I will give him credit for that. I mean, the fact is, you know, has there ever been a president-elect
Never.
That's been this active prior
Not
to
my life?
Fillmore.
Coolidge.
They were both very active.
You were a big fan of Coolidge.
Oh, yeah. I still have the button.
He made bathtub fruitcake.
Yes, he did.
It had a ring around it.
Right? I have citron in my toes.
Obama plans to hit the ground running, and you know what? He has to.
Because you just made a citron joke.
The expectations.
You can't pull yourself out of it. Bring Katie in here and tell me if it's legit. You made a citron. I don't know. What did you drink this morning?
I drank nothing.
It might have been the eggnog shake.
Who knows?
You have made a plum pudding and a citron comment in the last. He just made a citron joke.
It was brought up to me. I did not bring up hard sauce.
How many American men, and I'm talking from the age of death to 15, know what citron is?
Zero. Or one.
One.
Yes. To my left here.
And God bless you, Mike. You've hired him. He's working for you.
Jesus
He's on
Christ.
Team O'Mara.
Rob was talking about plum pudding during the break with Buzz. And Buzz was talking about hard sauce.
Exactly.
And I don't know what that is.
It's VAGI radio.
Normally when Buzz brings up hard sauce, he's talking to a Buzz babe.
Yeah, hi, Brittany. Is that the one that came in today?
That's right, Brittany.
All right, very good.
Hello.
Ooh, good stuff.
Good night, nurse.
Thanks, Katie. In a multi-newspaper interview yesterday, Obama said it's important to get specific projects, in his words, more quickly out the door. He said he'll focus on getting people back to work and providing money to state and local governments to keep them going. He said it's all about the short-term fixes right now because the need's so great. He also talked about making labor unions stronger. He said he agrees also with those who question the fairness of why some industries get bailouts and others don't. But he said the auto industry's so important it has to be saved. And that brings us to the racially insensitive radio commercials that have boosted car sales at a dealership in Hardeeville, South Carolina.
And all you people that buy all your Toyotas and send that money to Japan, you know, when you don't have a job to make your Toyota car payment, don't come crying to me. And one thing I want to ask you, on them Japanese cars, even when they're brand new, how come they don't smell like a new car? All those cars are rice ready. They're not road ready. All you Walmart shoppers, all you import buyers, when are you going to wake up and do something for your United States of America? You call me up right now. It's no big deal. I'll be your Huckleberry. You know who this is. Give me a call.
That's
Holy S.
There he is.
That's O.C. Welch, who says he sold 15 cars on Saturday, and half the buyers said they came in because of that ad.
O.C. Welch. Mm-hmm. Of course they did.
Of course they
would
did.
God buy, love them.
Would you buy anything, a stick of gum, from someone who bought Radio Time and said, I'll be your Huckleberry?
I'll tell you something. I'd go for a test drive. I'll be your Huckleberry would get me in to just look at the dude. Honest to God. I would. You know what I seriously might do?
What?
I
would be so pissed at that. Just the whole concept of that. You know, that is just such a, that's such an antiquated way of thinking. It really is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that I'd walk in, I'd say, I heard your ad. I came by because I wanted to come in there and test drive a car and buy a car from you. You know, and then I just, at the very end when it was time to sign the paperwork, I said, I don't buy nothing from you. You are son of bitch.
You really want to drive him crazy, get out after the test drive and say, does it come in pink?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He feels the same way there, too.
I'm sure.
That's amazing. So did he have to pull the ads, or is he keeping them on?
No. In fact, he's ready to run another schedule of ads. These things are a big hit, and they're selling cars for this guy.
That's pretty interesting.
There have been complaints, of course. The arrested governor. Oh, and by the way, Toyota employs some 37,000 Americans in America, and 60% of the Toyotas sold here are built here.
That don't matter to OC.
That's exactly what Toyota wants us to think.
Hey, listen, tomorrow morning when we get here at 5 or 6,
yeah,
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Oh,
you
God,
will.
I hope not.
Yeah. I got to make lobster stew now. I just realized that. This is something
you
I have to add to my list.
You got
to.
You know what? You should call ahead to the grocery and have them start shucking the lobsters while you're on your way.
Will they do that? Will they shuck that? They won't shuck the lobsters.
I bet they will.
On a phone call?
I'll find out.
You know what? You have to say, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
Shuck them for me. And they'll probably say, shuck you.
They'll say, shuck me.
Mm-hmm. Finally, a woman has been banned from the Abercrombie and Fitch store in Marin County, California because of how angry it made her to learn there wasn't a restroom that the store would let her use. She picked up a bucket from a beach scene display and took it into a fitting room.
Oh, dear.
And then she brought the bucket back out of the fitting room, put it back into the display, and began stuffing hundreds of dollars worth of Abercrombie and Fitch clothing into the urine. By the time mall security got there, the woman was gone. But she was turned away forever when she went back to the store the next day.
There you go.
Police didn't charge her, partly because she says she doesn't remember doing it.
Oh, no.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Well, gentlemen, get a good night's sleep. I'll see you back here in a few hours.
Why do you say that?
We want to thank Guy Fieri for coming on the show. His shows, he's got 12 shows on the Food Network. One of them is Dive-Ins, Diners, and Drives.
What?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
That's it.
That's it. I got that wrong the first time. The texters let me know that. Also want to thank Colin Boyd. Happy New Year to Colin.
Snarky.
Colin Snarky Boyd will join us in 2009, and you can go to getthebigpicture.net for Colin tomorrow. There it is, our Dysfunctional Family Friday.
Come on in.
We'll be here by hour 10 of our 13-hour marathon, and Robert the Mailman will join us for his holiday message. And just past 5, the legendary broadcaster Jim Nantz. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, roses are red, violets are blue. I didn't do anything because I'm coming in early tomorrow. So F you.
Oh, I thought sure you were going to rhyme lobster stew.
No, lobster stew. I'm sorry. I'm tired. Your boy is tired. It's been a long day.
That used to be your nickname.
Yeah, I know.
Lobster
Have a great
stew.
Day. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:55 a.m. on this station in Washington. If you're up around the country, stream us. We look forward to doing that show for you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Good night.
You know the word.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.